Armadoxy for today, obscurity to light. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. With these words, the evangelist John records in his Gospel, chapter 19, verse 41, an obscure description of where Jesus was laid to rest. In the 1970 rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar, Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber gave a nod and a notice to this site by naming the final musical piece in the opera, John 19:41. The site of this grave is as obscure as the Armenian church I speak about on each and every one of these broadcasts. The same Armenian church which sits on the site and celebrates the divine liturgy at this tomb, which was blasted open by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. The obscurity of the grave was overshadowed by the news, the good news, that is the gospel of the resurrection. This weekend, Pope Francis of blessed memory was laid to rest. He had asked that his remains not be interred at the St. Peter Basilica, as many popes before him. Rather, he requested to find a resting spot at the Basilica of St. Mary Major, where one of his favorite icons had inspired him and became a site for the growth of his own personal prayer life. Hardly an obscure location, but in the context of the Basilica of St. Peter, in the history of the papacy, Pope Francis's choice reflected the humility that was the hallmark of his life. The Armenian Church, as the ancient witness of Jesus Christ, and therefore to the resurrection, has often been designated to obscure corners and areas of the world and communities. But the power of the resurrection is always overshadowing and lifting this small church to shine its light, whether from Holy Echmiadzin or to the local parish. Pope Francis left this earth as the pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church, and today the Basilica of St. Mary Major turns into a shrine of light to those who cherished the Christ-like humility of this servant of God. We pray for his soul and pray this prayer from the Armenian Church. May the seal of our Lord Jesus Christ be immovable. From the tomb of your servant Francis, until the coming of Christ, who will come and once again renew in the glory of the Father and the Holy Spirit, may his memory be for us a renewal of our vows of kindness, understanding, and humility. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.